Welcome to the Erasure State Podcast.
We're gonna have like
Matty K from PA.
We're gonna have intro music too, right? All right, fuck it. I got something to say. Hey y'all, it's Matty K from PA, here with Mikey Two Names, introducing you to the Erase the State podcast. We just kind of want to put a teaser episode out. We've got a couple of ideas, trying to bring some more people to the Liberty Movement, get some people on the anarchy train here. So my idea for the podcast here is really to put forward some ideas of how we can sort of starve the beast through agorism, how to drop out from the system that's been created here in the United States, and really bring people along the movement to just live freer lives with a lot more liberty.
And I'm Mikey Two Names. I'm just kind of on the liberty train. I was drug on it by over the last few. Oh no, I gotta erase that.
Oh yeah. We can bleep it.
Yeah. I'll say that right now. I'll say it. I'm Mikey Two Names. I've been brought on the liberty train by Matt here over the last few years. Not as I guess gung-ho as an anarcho-capitalist, burn the thing to the ground, but I'm pretty damn close.
Attaboy.
So I think we're gonna have some great ideas to bounce off each other, to feed off each other, and I'll probably be Matt's clay that he will mold throughout the duration of this podcast. So that's kind of the point of us creating this podcast, is for us to kind of just spitball ideas off each other. And Matty K here came up with Erase the State, and we kind of wanted to go through multiple episodes, you know, every week, talking about how, well, different philosophy, but also how you can live without certain branches of the government, segments, bureaucracies, how they've taken over your lives, put controls and leashes on all of us. And we're going to talk about how to break free from those leashes.
Absolutely. Really, what I want to do here is have people stop asking the government for permission to live their life. Right? That sounds pretty good, right, Mike? E?
Sounds great.
Mikey?
Mikey? What the hell is your real name? Yeah, it's going to be some messes up because, you like that?
Yes.
I can pull my messes. Cut it. Due to name changes. But, oh yeah, dude, we're going to cut the fuck out of this. So, get ready.
We'll get there.
But, well, shit. Well, getting back into Erase the State, we kind of talk about our philosophies, at least our backgrounds, a short little brief backgrounds about us, where we come from, and kind of how, well, Matt, at least, how he came to the reasoning on why he wanted to create this podcast and his philosophy behind those of how he became, I guess, what are you now, typically a anarcho-capitalist? Are you a straight anarchist? What do you
So I don't know. I don't like defining myself because it kind of pigeonholes you, especially in today's society where everything's so vitriolic.
If you say anarcho-capitalist, you're a fucking psycho.
Yeah, I'm not.
Close the door. Everybody's gonna close the door.
Right. I don't think I'm an ANCAP anymore. I like to kind of describe myself as, I guess, just a philosophical anarchist. So I agree with the concepts. Certainly support the concepts. At the same time, I do recognize that we can't snap our fingers and have no government tomorrow, unfortunately. So I'm also a practical minarchist on the journey to wind this behemoth down. So yeah, and that's, I mean, my journey isn't really as exciting or sexy as a lot of the guys out there. You know, I wasn't really a Ron Paul libertarian, although I did support Ron Paul in the, what was it, 2008.
Yeah, 2008
is when we won. Yeah, the 2008 presidential campaign. I was certainly behind him, but I already kind of had the seeds of liberty planted. I was raised, you know, typical Southeast Texan, you know, you're either blue blood Democrat or you're a, you know, go get them rootin' tootin' Republican, right? So I grew up in a Republican household and, you know, questioned everything, but still kind of defaulted back to the statist mentality. Police are good all the time, support the military, support the troops.
Oh, yeah.
Still questioned all the wars, but, you know, even through college and even starting in high school, I fancied myself an anarchist, but kind of ran with some of the socialist crowd there, which even Malice says, you know, that the left has more of a right to call themselves anarchist than, or the left has more of a right to call themselves anarchist than the right does. But yeah, I always flirted with the idea of anarchism. I just didn't really explore it because I was young and dumb and smoked a lot of dope and drank. And that was kind of the extent of it, right? I was a punk kid and you can't tell me what to do. So fast forward through college and, you know, we get in the war on terror and all this nonsense and you don't really question it. But, you know, the concepts that get pushed down your throat are kind of, hey, you can't ask those kind of questions. You have to support the troops at all costs. You got to support the government. You're labeled some sort of communist ISIS, or I guess it wasn't ISIS back then, but Al-Qaeda, Taliban sympathizer.
Changed so much.
But yeah, then once, you know, Ron Paul came around, I guess I was a little bit more comfortable identifying as a libertarian. And then fast forward a few years and here we sit. And I've been a libertarian for a while, but like they say, if you're a libertarian, give it 5 minutes and you'll be an anarchist. So here I sit. I think your journey is a little bit more circuitous and a little bit more tortured. So let's hear a little bit about that.
I'm a few years younger than Matt. Not by much. What, 4-ish? 3-ish, maybe. I didn't grow up in Southeast Texas. I grew up in, I guess, what would you call it? The Gulf Coast Plains, a little bit west of Houston, in between Houston and San Antonio.
That's safe. Don't dox yourself.
Yeah, probably more of a... definitely your homegrown Republicans. Just, I'm talking Fox News. It's the household that I grew up in. My town that I grew up in was a Fox News town for the most part. However, yeah, I've had a different journey. I wasn't a rebel by any means. I think I was more of a schoolboy in the sense that I don't think I ever got written up or detention or in trouble once. I just definitely went with the flow.
For the record, I also didn't get written up or got in trouble. Never got caught.
I was a sneaky son of a bitch.
Yes.
But I do kind of know my philosophical journey is a long one, and I think that I've pretty much been in everything. Something I told Maddie here once before is I just started off as a Democrat in elementary. I remember always sympathizing with Democrats because I remember, as I kind of tell you my age here, is what I was in first grade when Bill Clinton was running for office against Bob Dole. And I remember my teacher, we're having an elementary school election, and I remember my teacher putting up a picture of Bob Dole, like a bad picture. Like, it looked like he was sweating, had anxiety. It's a picture of Bill Clinton all smiling, like with Hillary and Chelsea, and like they had like two dogs, and they were like in a field of flowers smiling. Bob Dole was like beating a homeless person in the photo they put up. And I remember them going, look how great Bill Clinton is. Like, he loves dogs and he loves children. He wants your grandma to be safe and get medicine. Bob Dole doesn't give a fuck about you.
I'm pulling all heartstrings.
He hates dogs. He's like, what? Fuck, Bob Dole hates dogs? I'm out.
Right? I just want to point out how rough that fucking first grade teacher was.
Yeah, right? She was pretty rough. And at the time, I didn't realize the state was already engraving the mindset they wanted to engrave in us, which is Democrat, liberal, rely on the state. Even Republicans rely on the state. Now, I remember our elementary, this is in a hardcore Republican conservative town, voted like 98% across the board, every student for Clinton.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I kind of, as times changed, I started going to junior high, high school, definitely became like a run-mill Republican, just rah-rah, Fox News, watch it all the time. Got into college, definitely moved more towards conservatism and then constitutional conservatism. You know, definitely wanted to limit government even more and more. And then I think once I started working, which is where I met Maddie K. I don't know if we'll talk about how we met, but I started definitely moving more into the libertarian mindset and field. And Maddie here was definitely a big push towards that, as well as just watching the state. But pretty much watching, I guess I would say, McCain, and then watching Romney run and sitting there going, holy shit, this is Bill Clinton incarnate.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no difference. Like, holy hell, it's the exact, there is legitimately no difference. My wife's here, she's got home, she's sexy, she's walking back. All right, bye baby. But and then watching that, pretty much watching especially the Romney, and I voted for Romney. You know, not that I'm proud of that, but I did.
I did too, also not proud of it.
I just didn't want Obama to win again, and you know, someone who I knew was going to take your liberties away as quickly as possible. But after Romney made it, they're still going to get taken away. It's going to be a little bit slower, right? But then after that election went through, how he got crushed again, and I just saw the Republican Party just get sucked into. I mean, it's really Republicans really just another wing of the Democrat Party. There's really no difference anymore. And then my libertarian movement kind of starts swinging into the more ANCAP over the, actually pretty recently, within the last year, I've definitely swung more towards ANCAP. My little sister actually became an anarchist a few years ago.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so she's wild. And I was always looking at her like, oh, you're an anarchist? Oh, yes. It's pathetic. I saw it as in, not as in like free from the state, but just free from responsibility.
Sure.
So, and I thought that was a cop out. Yeah. And, but then over the last year, I've definitely dove in into the ANCAP idealism, and it's pretty much consumed me. It's pretty much where I'm at as of now. So as of now, my current ideology, like I said, not to really box myself in, but at ANCAP currently is pretty much where I'm sitting.
We can fix you, Mikey.
Faster. Stronger.
Faster and stronger.
Smarter.
We'll get you there. So yeah, since you brought it up, I guess, how did we meet, Mikey?
So,
don't dox us.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't dox right away, right? The company's like, hey, by the way, I heard what you put out.
You're fired.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit. But me and Maddie work in a Texas industry. It's pretty easy to figure out what type of industries are over here in Texas. I mean, it's a pretty big one. I came out right out of college and accidentally messed up my resume. That gave me a little bit more experience than I had in real life. Got about, what, 6 rounds deep in interviews with this company.
Yes.
And then they're like, man, we're impressed that you were going to school, interning, and working full time for 5 years. We're just really impressed. We want to hire you because of the work ethic. I was going, hang on, what?
Yeah, what happened?
I was like, oh, man, that's a typo. My college start date and my start date for my intern and my start date for my first company were all the same.
Classic.
But that's how I got in.
Does not possess solid computer skills.
And then what? So Maddie here was working for the most redneck Asian you could ever meet in your life.
That's about right.
They hired me on, gave me a chance, and shoot, we've worked together for, what, 3 years before I got shipped out?
Yeah, about 3 years. You were our inside guy, and then I left, and you got moved to the outside in a different group.
And now I'm back.
Now you're a rock star, and I'm no longer there, and currently unemployed.
Please donate to us.
Yeah, so if you want to support what we do...
We don't even have anything set up.
Yeah, just tweet us. You know, we'll figure out how to take some money from you.
He takes food stamps, bread.
Yeah,
bread lines are coming back, apparently.
Yeah,
so
thanks to Bernie. Thanks to Bernie.
So, but me and Maddie now have known each other for 7 years now, man.
Yeah.
Good God, time flies.
Yeah.
Right out of college.
It's one of my longest relationships.
Don't tell my wife.
Yeah, exactly. No, second longest.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah, so again, y'all, you know, we just, we've been discussing for a while now. And I've had the idea to do a podcast, some sort of podcast for a year or two, I guess. And been talking about it with Mikey here. And we kind of settled on this concept. And as we bring different perspectives to the philosophy of anarchy and just liberty in general, hopefully we can also bring some other people along. And we'll have some guests on here. At some point, hopefully, we'll have some interesting topics, kind of lighten it up. I fancy myself a conspiracy conspiracy enthusiast, not a conspiracy theorist. It's a fun diversion, so I'll probably give Mikey fits with some of my conspiracies that I get into. But you know, when you're unemployed, you got time during the day in between applying for jobs, so you can go down some YouTube rabbit holes. So anything else, Mikey? Anything else you want to add here before we sign off and get the fuck out of here?
Man, that's pretty much it. We're excited going forward. We're going to touch on all types of topics. I think definitely I'm excited to talk about how we can limit government, limit bureaucracies, live our life without certain segments, about how to, like you said, to educate and teach people that Big Brother is not in your best interest. At the end of the day, the government is pretty much just looking to grow. It's all money it can do. It does nothing but grow. The larger it grows, it has to, by necessity, take your liberties, take your rights, your income, and your property along with it.
Sure.
That's the only way it can sustain itself. So Excited to talk about that going forward. Excited to talk about Matt's probably insane ideas. Yeah, I have to take a Xanax. Definitely going to have to learn to keep calm over here, because me and Matt, even though we're pretty on the same page, there's also going to be some good headbutting that's healthy. At least he's going to be headbutting me, at least. I'm going to be
most likely.
But hell yeah, guys, we appreciate it. We're excited. If you're listening to this, you're probably the first and only person to listen to this. So congratulations.
Yes. Thank you for downloading. Keep listening. Hit the subscribe button. We'll be back with some more.
Hell yeah. Take care, guys.
Peace.
Fight and we will not back down and fight. Move up and leave the stand and do not give it fight. For the right to fight and we will not back down.